I got Gianluca Busio here with me. We talked the other week about getting ready for Toluca, I believe. I think it's the last time we talked, and now we passed that. Now we're getting ready for the home opener this Sunday against Philadelphia Union, man. How psyched are you for this game coming up?
I'm really excited for this. Everybody, you know, in the locker room is really upbeat and ready for this. So, you know, it's the home opener. The crowd's going to be crazy. The fans are going to be there. So, I'm just hoping for a really good turnout.
It is going to be on 15, going to be past 10 on this home opener, even though it might be a little chill. What do you think about this Kansas City winter so far, man? It's been ridiculous, right?
It's my second year here, so kind of used to it, but it still hits you when it comes. So I don't like it that much, but what can you do about it? You
know? Yeah, no doubt, man. So tell me about this Philadelphia Union, man. Looking forward to this matchup coming up, man. How tough is this going to be?
They're a good team. Obviously, they came out the first opening day. They didn't really get a result they wanted, so we know that they're gonna come, and you know they're gonna want to get their first win of the season, and so are we. So it's gonna be a tough battle, you know, back and forth, and hopefully we can come out with a win.
Yeah, did you catch any of their footage against Toronto last week? Doing a little scouting and see what you can pick up on and whatnot.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of scouting report, and I watched a little bit of the game against Toronto, and you know, every team we do a scouting report on, so they're just the same as every other team, but you know, we know they have to come with a different energy.
Yeah, and like you said, both of y'all are going to be hungry for this win. How important is it to get this first win, to get the 3 points this Sunday?
Yeah, definitely. It's really big. You know, we didn't get a result the first game, so we're on 0 points still, so we really want to change that and kind of make up for what we, you know, didn't do in L.A., so it's kind of big for us to get the result, and hopefully we can.
You said we got the big atmosphere coming at Children's Mercy Park this Sunday, 2 o'clock. Make sure you get online, sportingkc.com, or Gil C Geek, so you make sure you get those tickets. I do believe they're still available, but y'all better hurry up and snap them up. It's going to be, trust me, the atmosphere is going to be through the roof on a Sunday afternoon, man. What do you look forward to the most on this home opener with the crowd, man?
Just seeing the fans, I mean, it's unreal. You have like a different gear when you know, get out there, a different feeling, just walking down the field, hearing everybody screaming, sporting, and stuff like that. You have a, you know, this kind of makes you want to show them something, and you know, it's only one of the best crowds in the MLS, so it's just great playing in front of them.
You got a favorite chant?
I like the one about Timmy.
Yeah. That is probably the best one I've definitely heard.
Most catchy, and every time they say it, they say it. So I'm just like, it makes a lot of saves.
Have you caught yourself on the sideline in the middle of the game, kind of chanting in the middle of your head while you're running around?
I'll be on the bench, and every chant I'll be singing with them. It's crazy.
That's what's up, man. And of course, you know, we talked also last time. You said you and Jalen, y'all get handled the music and stuff in the stadium, right?
Yeah.
What music will we be hearing this Sunday then when we come out there at Children's Mercy Park? Got some up your sleeve?
Yeah, you gotta listen, but definitely probably new music, you know, Drake, Travis Scott, and all them, but there might be some old tunes in there also.
What's the last album you listened to?
Last album?
like Offset, Gunna, any of those yet? You never any of them?
I mean,
do you even like any of them cats?
I do like them, but their albums weren't that good. I listened to them, but they weren't any.
Like Eric said, he's a big Lil Wayne fan. Who's your favorite artist?
Artist?
Yeah. Who's your favorite go-to person?
Right now, Travis Scott. Probably.
Travis Scott. Travis Scott is the one.
Yeah. What do you like about Travis Scott?
Yeah, what do you like about Travis Scott? That's a good question, Eric. What do you like about Travis Scott?
I just want to know.
This sounds like y'all had a discussion before about.
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. I like his vibe, you know? It's kind of.
His auto-tune is cool.
Oh, uh-oh.
I mean, nobody else can do it like him, so I like the auto-tune.
Yeah. I think these guys just worry about Kylie right now. That is crazy, man. Well, I definitely appreciate your time, man. Looking forward to see what's going to happen this Sunday, 2 o'clock, man. And looking forward to see what you're going to do on the field as well.
Perfect.
This year, man.
Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you.